Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. You want to get your Bible and be prepared for a Bible study and become a student in this school. We're looking at a Sunday school lesson that was written for the Sunday schools of June the 1st, 1924 by E.A. Elam. Now the title of this lesson is The Babylonian Exiled. And of course it's going to talk about those 70 years in which Israel was taken and Jerusalem was destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar and captives taken into Babylon, where they remained in captivity for 70 years. And there's going to be a lot in this lesson about Babylon itself. You know, one of the great benefits of studying old Bible history is it acquaints you with the ancient history of times far, far into the past. And while there are many that do not know what happened in ancient history, Bible students know, because that ancient history helps fill in all of the background for what we read about in the Bible. And in this class, as Elam begins this, he has some notes about Babylon, its beauty and downfall. Babylon's beauty is well known. It was a great kingdom of its day. It had one good king, Nebuchadnezzar, that brought it to its height of power and glory. And all the kings that followed him did not measure up to him, and the city soon fell to the Medes and the Persians, and started another great kingdom of the kingdom of the Medes and Persians. We're going to read about how Daniel lived through that and saw these things happen. But first we'll talk about Babylon, its beauty and downfall. That was one of the seven wonders of the ancient world was in ancient Babylon, the Hanging Gardens of Babylon. And the story goes that his wife desired to see the beautiful foliage and flowers and trees that she had known from her home country, and he brought her out to Babylon where those things did not exist, but through the engineering that took place about that city. And they were able to build a garden up in the air. It was up on the rooftops, and so they called it the Hanging Gardens, and they figured out how to get water up there to water those gardens, and he did that so his wife could enjoy that ancient beauty in those gardens. Now that was pretty amazing. We read about the city walls and how they were so tall and so strong, and it gave those people in Babylon a false sense of confidence. Well, we'll go to this Sunday school lesson in just a moment. Before I do, I need to remind you, the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And so with that, let's begin this study about Babylon, its beauty and downfall. This lesson begins with one great city, Jerusalem, and ends with another, Babylon. Jerusalem was the center of the light and worship of Jehovah, and from which the gospel was to be preached unto all the nations of the earth. Babylon was the center of beauty and wickedness of the whole world. It was about 800 miles almost east from Jerusalem. Any history of Babylon makes the beauty, greatness, and grandeur of that city most apparent. The Bible speaks of its magnificence and glory. It was at a time in our lesson in commerce, wealth, and learning, the greatest city of the world. It is said to have been about 14 square miles, surrounded by two walls, the outer of which, according to the most authentic estimates, was nearly 85 feet thick and about 350 feet high, strengthened with 250 towers, and entered by 100 gates of brass with brazen lintels and side posts. It was the strongest fortress in the world. The Bible speaks of the broad walls of Babylon and her high gates in Jeremiah 51:58 and also in 51:53. We're familiar with the fact that the city was built on both sides of the Euphrates and connected by a great bridge, and that Cyrus entered it by the channel of the river, having turned the water out of its course. The Bible foretold the sudden capture of the city by the Medes and the Persians. Let me read that to you out of the book of Isaiah. Isaiah the prophet, chapter 21, beginning in verse 1. The burden of the wilderness of the sea, as whirlwinds in the south sweep through it, it cometh from the wilderness, from a terrible land. A grievous vision is declared unto me. The treacherous man dealeth treacherously, and the destroyer destroyeth. Go up, O Elam, besiege, O Media. All the sighing thereof have I made to cease. Therefore are my loins filled with anguish. Pains have taken hold upon me as the pains of a woman in travail. I am pained so that I cannot bear it. I am dismayed so that I cannot see. My heart fluttereth. Horror hath affrighted me. The twilight that I desired hath been turned into trembling for me. They prepare the table. They set the watch. They eat. They drink. Rise up, ye princes. Anoint the shield. For thus hath the Lord said unto me, Go set a watchman. Let him declare what he seeth. And when he seeth a troop, horsemen in pairs, a troop of asses, a troop of camels, he shall hearken diligently with much heed. And he cried as a lion, O Lord, I stand continually upon the watchtower in the daytime, and am set in thy ward whole nights. And behold, here cometh a troop of men, horsemen in pairs. And he answered and said, Fallen, fallen is Babylon, and all the graven images of her gods are broken into the ground. O thou my threshing, and the grain of my floor, that which I have heard from Jehovah the host, the God of Israel, have I declared unto you. We read also in the book of Jeremiah, and we're going to read in just a moment from Jeremiah 50 and 51, where it says, Babylon, the glory of kingdoms, the beauty of the Chaldeans' pride, shall be as when God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah. It shall never be inhabited, neither shall it be dwelt in from generation to generation. Neither shall the Arabian pitch tent there, neither shall shepherds make their flocks to lie down. But wild beasts of the desert shall lie there, and their houses shall be full of doleful creatures, and ostriches shall dwell there, and wild goats shall dance there, and wolves shall cry in their castles, and jackals in the pleasant palaces. And her time is near come, and her days shall not be prolonged. Let me read that to you from the book of Isaiah, chapter 13, where the prophet says, The burden of Babylon, which Isaiah the son of Amoz did see, set ye up an ensign upon the bare mountain, lift up the voice unto them, wave the hand that they may go to the gates of the nobles. I have commanded my consecrated ones, yea, I have called my mighty men for mine anger, even my proudly exalting ones. The noise of a multitude in the mountains, as of a great people, the noise of tumult of the kingdoms of the nations gathered together, Jehovah of hosts is mustering the host for the battle. They come from a far country, from the uttermost part of the heaven, even Jehovah and the weapons of his indignation to destroy the whole land. Isaiah 13 and verse 6, Wail ye, for the day of Jehovah is at hand, as destruction from the Almighty shall it come. Therefore shall all hands be feeble, and every heart of man shall melt, and they shall be dismayed. Pangs and sorrow shall take hold of them. They shall be in pain as a woman in travail. They shall look in amazement at one another. Their faces shall be faces of flame. Behold, the day of Jehovah cometh, cruel, with wrath and fierce anger, to make the land a desolation, and to destroy the sinners out of it. For the stars of heaven and the constellation thereof shall not give their light. The sun shall be darkened in its goings forth, and the moon shall not cause its light to shine. And I will punish the world for their evil, and the wicked for their iniquity. And I will cause the arrogancy of the proud to cease, and will lay low the haughtiness of the terrible. I will make a man more rare than fine gold, even a man than the pure gold of Ophir. Therefore will I make the heavens to tremble, and the earth shall be shaken out of its place in the wrath of Jehovah of hosts, in the day of his fierce anger. And it shall come to pass that as the chaste roe, and as the sheep that no man gathereth, they shall turn every man to his own people, and shall flee every man to his own land. Every one that is found shall be thrust through, and every one that is taken shall fall by the sword. Their infants also shall be dashed in pieces before their eyes. Their houses shall be rifled, and their wives ravished. Isaiah chapter 13 and verse 17. Behold, I will stir up the Medes against them, who shall not regard silver. And as for gold, they shall not delight in it. And their bows shall dash the young men in pieces, and they shall have no pity on the fruit of the womb. Their eyes shall not spare children. And Babylon, the glory of kingdoms, the beauty of the Chaldeans' pride, shall be as when God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah. It shall never be inhabited, neither shall it be dwelt in from generation to generation. Neither shall the Arabian pitch tent there, neither shall shepherds make their flocks lie down there. But the wild beast of the desert shall lie there, and their houses shall be full of doleful creatures. And ostriches shall dwell there, and wild goats shall dance there, and wolves shall cry in their castles, and jackals in the pleasant places. And her time is near to come, and her day shall not be prolonged. What Isaiah said literally came to pass. The walls of Babylon have fallen. The drought is upon her. Her land is a wilderness. Her cities are a desolation. Wild beasts inhabit the place. The natives regard it as haunted. The wandering Arab will not pitch his tent there, and there the shepherds will not fold his flock. Now, what I want you to do is take your Bible and turn to the book of Jeremiah. I'm turning there myself even as I speak. We're suggested in the Sunday school lesson to read the chapters of Jeremiah chapter 50 and 51, where we see how Jeremiah tells us that Babylon is going to be destroyed because of the way they destroyed Jerusalem. Now, this will be a lengthy reading that we won't finish in this class, but we will begin and finish in the classes to come. Jeremiah chapter 50 and verse 1. The word that Jehovah spake concerning Babylon, concerning the land of the Chaldeans, by Jeremiah the prophet. Declare ye among the nations, and publish, and set up a standard. Publish and conceal. Do not say, publish and conceal not. Say, Babylon is taken. Bel is put to shame. Merodach is dismayed. Her images are put to shame. Her idols are dismayed. For out of the north there cometh up a nation against her, which shall make her land desolate, and none shall dwell therein. They are fled, they are gone, both man and beast. Well, we're going to stop there, and I'll pick up Jeremiah chapter 50 and verse 4 when class returns.